Prosecutors are being forced to explain why their decision finding school teacher Chris Dawson guilty of murdering his wife was correct. The former PE teacher is challenging the verdict in the New South Wales Court of Criminal Appeal, arguing that it was not possible to prove he killed Lynette Dawson on the 9th of January 1982, beyond reasonable doubt. New South Wales Supreme Court Justice Ian Harrison convicted Dawson of murder in August of 2022 and sentenced the ex-Newtown Jets rugby league player to at most 24 years in prison. On Monday, the 75-year-old's barrister, Belinda Rigg, SC, argued the judge was wrong to come to this verdict and that there was not enough proof to definitively show that Ms. Dawson was not still alive on the 8th of January, 1982. On that day, Dawson claims he received a phone call from his wife saying she needed a few days away from him and their children to think things over, alleging she then disappeared to start a new life without contacting anyone. Instead, Justice Harrison found Dawson killed his wife and disposed of her body because of his infatuation with the girl. Ms. Rigg is expected to finish her arguments today and will be followed by submissions by Crown Prosecutor Brett Hatfield, who's expected to defend Justice Harrison's reasoning.